the Bills are one of two games Monday night. 7:30, Jags at Bills. That means gates will open at 5:30 p.m., 2 hours before kickoff. So, listen, it's a Monday night game. Gates open at 5:30. School day, work day, I think. I mean, I know sometimes some municipalities, some towns do things a little different. I don't know if Orchard Park is. I haven't looked into that, and I should. But the point I'm going to make here is make sure you take that into account with traffic. This is not a Sunday afternoon 1 o'clock game. Take into account traffic heading to the stadium, especially with everything going on with the construction. Remember what the Bills have basically been telling people. Please carpool, right? I know if you're getting out of work, whatever, meet somewhere, carpool, because the traffic will be very, very rough, I guess, you know, as you get closer to the game, even than normal. That's just my experience here. Last couple Monday night games, the Tennessee game a couple years ago, same thing, and that's without the construction starting. They play at 7:30. Commanders-Bengals play at 8:15 p.m. So both games will be going on at the same time, although they are staggered as far as the start times. Right when the Bills are ending the first quarter, I guess, a little bit before that, a little bit after that, is when Commanders and Bengals will get rolling. But yeah, traffic, make sure you take into account. Get there early, carpool, leave earlier than they normally would. If you normally go to a game like 3 hours before, make it four. That's what I would say. Just trying to help you here. And then, of course, dress for the weather. What is the what are the elements? What is the weather going to be like? Let's hear from our guy right now, Patrick Hamer of WGRZ-TV2.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
Pat Hamer on the Wester Hotline. Pat, it is a Monday night game, so I'll give you a little bit of leeway here. You can't maybe pin it down as much as you'd be able to do for a Sunday afternoon game, but how are things looking as far as at least having an idea of what we're looking at Monday night?
Great question, and you're right. That extra, let's say, 24 hours or 8, you know, that time difference between our forecast today and the game, it's enough to make, you know, the timing a little more tricky. But here's the deal. First of all, we have just experienced like 12 of the most amazing weather days in a row, right?
Yeah.
Sunny, 80s. It's been incredible. And you're thinking, oh my God, how could we not have squeezed some home games into this stretch? Unfortunately, yeah, this stretch does come to an end. As early as this weekend, but Monday, game day, does feature a chance of some rain, unfortunately. We haven't had rain here since a week ago Monday, so we're coming up on 2 weeks. And then, lo and behold, we have a home game right when this beautiful weather pattern comes to an end.
Yep.
So
I know, I've been monitoring that, looking at it. I'm like, I mean, the same thing happened week one. It's like, oh my God, it was great. It was a beautiful Friday, and then like Saturday just changed. We had that storm. Sunday was right. Better. Sunday turned out to be good weather for the Arizona Cardinals home game. But yeah, I remember leading up to that, the same kind of thing happened.
Yeah, that weekend was kind of a fall-like weekend. We had temperatures in the 60s and breezy and cool. It turned out to be kind of rain-free for the game, but it's like, oh my God, wait, what? We had one little hiccup. And it occurred during a Bills weekend, right? And that looks to be the case for Monday. So here's what to plan for. There will be rain showers on Monday, okay? It's a slow-moving front that's going to be moving through during the day. And we're hoping that there is a window in the evening where the rain lets up. But given that we're still a couple of days away, we are going to see right now, if you're planning, there is a chance of some rain showers tailgating, and there is a chance of some rain showers during the game itself. Does it look like a downpour? No. Does it look like terribly impactful? No, because we don't see a lot of wind with this. We see comfortable temperatures with this, game time temperatures in the 60s. And, you know, other than a little bit of some nuisance dealing with some rain, and then, of course, wet footballs, I can't see the impact being huge at this point, okay? But for the game itself,
right.
You know, for those that are planning to get out and enjoy the tailgating experience, we're hoping to get some dry time in there, absolutely. But I got to go with a chance of showers right now from tailgating and through the game.
When you say chance of showers, rain around, Are we talking, like, if it does, is it going to be kind of a steady all? If it does happen, is it steady throughout the game, like drizzling throughout? Or is it, hey, off and on, we might see some stuff?
I think it's off and on because
okay.
Remember the time of the year, September, fall type or late summer, early fall type weather systems, you know, can be the first transition from like, you know, spotty rain in the summer to more of a constant rain. This is a situation where I think it's going to be intermittent. I think there's going to be periods of rain on Monday. We can't avoid it. But I do see some dry time in there as well. The reason why I can't commit to an exact timing is this front that's coming through right now is in San Diego, believe it or not.
No, it's kind of
crazy.
Geez.
We can watch these things cross the country. Sometimes storms form right overhead. Sometimes they form, you know, over the Great Plains. This system is currently spinning in Southern California. And we're like, dude, Orange County's awesome. Stay there. Enjoy it. Why do you have to come here, front? Well, it's coming. And it will be here Monday, but it's a slow-moving one. So that's why, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing is a chance of rain during the day, then letting up in the evening. But
right.
I can't hang my hat on that scenario just yet.
What are we talking temperature-wise around kickoff and during the game?
Okay. So, yes, we've had this stretch of 80-degree weather. It's been gorgeous. Next, the weekend, it does cool down a bit. And for Monday, tailgating temperatures in the low 70s, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Game time temperatures in the 60s, which is nice. So
okay.
It's not going to be cold. It's not going to be, you know, I'm trying to think. Our Monday night football experience here has been crazy weather-wise, as we all know. Of course, that New England win game, that was a Monday night, right?
Yeah. We did have a really amazing night against Tennessee a couple of years ago in one of those early games, too, though.
That was, wasn't that the game after we played the Rams?
Yes. It was a great weather game that night, yes. If I remember right.
It was. Yeah. In fact, I was live in front of the stadium that morning, excuse me, that afternoon, doing some reports, and I remember the weather being very, very nice. So, yes, it's not going to be that nice, unfortunately, this go-around.
Right.
I just don't see a high impact with this because there's no wind, there's no temperatures. It's going to be more of a nuisance at this point.
Okay. I think we can deal with that. And you said, with less wind, too, I think, obviously, that helps. You said this weekend is still going to be good. What are we looking at this weekend? This is a final Bisons weekend at home. People still trying to get out, do some things before the weather starts to turn, wondering when that's going to happen. What does this weekend look like?
Okay, so today, obviously, a repeat of what we've had for, like, 2 weeks, which is just sunny in 80s. Tomorrow will feature some rain showers, especially there could be a few in the morning, but there will be some rain showers around, spotty, very spotty in the afternoon. Could be a rumble of thunder, still in the 70s, so pleasant temperatures, but this will be like our first rain in 2 weeks. So we're kind of due. If you have, my son's playing golf, he's got a 4:30 tee off time, we're keeping it for him, okay? I don't think this is a plan canceling rain for outdoor activities, but there will be some.
Yeah, we have some fall baseball going on. I know that.
Yeah, I think that it's going to be spotty.
Be okay.
So all right. All the coaches out there, parents, keep your plans. I wouldn't adjust game time for any sport outdoors tomorrow at this point. But just know that there will be some showers moving through. Sunday looks pretty good. Not bad, a mix of sun and clouds, 70s. So the second half of the weekend looks better. And then, of course, we've got game day Monday. Rain could be here as early as Monday morning. Just a heads up for that. I think the earlier it gets here, the better. That means it moves through more quickly. Or, you know, that we get the rain over with during the day. But right now, I can't, as I said earlier, hang my hat on that. We got to go with the chance of those showers Monday evening,
right,
which is such a bummer. Just give my God, this has been the best weather in the flipping northern hemisphere for the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's been amazing.
Yeah. Hey, I read today, you tell me this is right. I think I read the earliest snowfall that ever happened in Buffalo happened on this date back in 1956, a September 20th snowfall.
Yeah, it's crazy. Which means officially it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
We're officially in the time of the year where it could happen. Yeah, that was a very bizarre September, 56. Lots of thunderstorms. And there was this cold shot that came through where we had a few days with highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s. And yes, it was a trace of snow recorded on this date in 1956.
That's amazing.
You know, yeah, it can happen. But then again, that's the only time. And there's, of course, been some rare October snows, a famous one, obviously, that we know about from 2006. I'm looking around. I mean, the leaves are changing. I mean, we're kind of heading into that season, but we've been gifted this insane, you know, late summer, you know, fall officially begins tomorrow. This run up to fall has been spectacular. Yeah. So enjoy it, and you'll get another one today.
All right, last thing before I let you go. Are you ready for that incredible ACC rivalry tonight, Stanford at Syracuse? They are now conference rivals.
It's just blows me away. I think it's incredible. I have a little bit of a family legacy with Stanford football.
Yep, that's why I asked you this, yes.
Yeah, grandfather played as an All-American in the 39
Amazing.
To 42 years as a running back. And I got to look back at their schedule. I obviously Syracuse wasn't on it. But yeah, it's just hard to believe. And to think that the Stanford Cardinal are coming to town, and I believe Syracuse is favored, correct?
Yes. It's like an 8-point favorite. They're actually getting votes. They're 2-0 and they're playing really well. They're getting votes in the top 25, although they haven't made it up there yet.
Wow. It's just hard to believe that they're going to be their rivals now. It's a new world we live in, and I'm still adjusting. You know, for all I know, my USC Trojans are playing Rutgers. For all I know,
could be another conference game. Hey, Pat, enjoy the weekend. Thank you very much. I know it's not necessarily the best weather Monday night, but you know it also could be a lot worse, I guess. So thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And we'll update you. Via phone or text or whatever Monday,
yes.
if it's warranted.
Okay? Yeah, and listen, Josh and Zach are going to be on Monday, so I'll have them reach out to you if there's anything that needs to be changed that you want to let everybody know about. You know what I mean?
A chat with Josh and Zach is always a pleasure, so I'm here for you.
You got it. Thanks a lot, Pat. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Patrick Hammer right there on the Western Hotline. We'll take a timeout here on a Buffalo Football Friday as we wrap it up and head to the weekend ourselves.